This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And let's begin today with the seemingly intractable problem of too many guns on the streets of Boston.
From 2007 to 2013, the Boston Police Department took over 3,200 crime guns off our streets. And in the last 24 hours alone in the city of Boston, the Boston Police Department was able to take an AK-47 assault rifle, a shotgun, and three handguns off our street.
Well, that's Boston Mayor Marty Walsh speaking today in Roxbury, where he convened a meeting with fellow mayors and police chiefs from across New England to discuss several things. First, how to trace where guns used in crimes first originated, and how to prevent guns from flowing into Massachusetts from surrounding states. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there, and he's with us now. Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
So, first of all, tell us who else was there and what came out of the meeting.
Well, there were mayors and police chiefs from Connecticut, from Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont. And there were a couple of messages out of this meeting, Meghna. First, there are too many guns on the streets of cities and towns around the region, not just Boston, but all across the region, and that everybody is frustrated by a lack of action at the federal level. So the message here was that folks on the front line here in New England have to figure this out on their own. And one of the big challenges for Boston and for Massachusetts in general is that this is a state with some of the strictest gun safety laws in the nation. But the problem is lots of guns find their way here from states with laws that are less strict. So here's Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans.
Massachusetts can have tough laws, but it makes no sense for the bordering states to have laws that allow the guns to flow more freely. So the effort came how we can all work together so we all have the same laws where young kids 9 years old like we had last year on Morton Street are getting killed. How a young mother in Dorchester, 31 years, leaves three kids behind due to gun violence.
So Commissioner Evans there reminding us of the reality of what all these illegal guns mean. But Anthony, I can't imagine that, I don't know, Vermont and New Hampshire want Massachusetts to be saying, hey, change your laws.
Well, that's one of the big questions at the meeting today. And when I put that directly to Commissioner Evans, he said, well, that's what we're trying to work out at this meeting. So this is sort of part of a process, I guess, and we'll see if it translates into real political pressure at state legislatures. But one New Hampshire police chief said, you know, we don't want to be seen as the state that's the conduit for illegal guns. But we'll see how that translates into state laws in the future.
Yeah, that would be good. Were there any specific proposals that came out of the meeting?
Well, there were a few. They talked about a number of things that work, things like gun buyback programs, the recent effort here in Boston to outlaw toy gun replicas. And Mayor Dominic Sarno of Springfield was interesting. He talked about the need to make it much easier for prosecutors to keep the most dangerous criminals off the street, criminals who are packing heat, basically. Sarno says the problem is when these people get charged, they're able to appeal their bail to a higher court. And while they're waiting for the appeal, they can get back out on the street. So here's what he said about that.
These are for some of the most egregious cases. We had about six months ago, of really violent repeat offenders, gangbangers, drug dealers, gun-toting criminals, violent repeat offenders that were right back on the streets within the same day.
So Mayor Sarno supports legislation pending on Beacon Hill that would allow prosecutors, the best way to describe it is their own right of appeal to keep these most dangerous folks locked up. Now, critics have raised issues around due process. It's not clear if this legislation will move forward, but Mayor Sarno says it should and that it would help the issue of getting guns off the street.
Huh, interesting. Okay, so Anthony, back to the challenges about the guns themselves, because I know law enforcement officers for a long time have been saying a huge problem is tracing
right.
The guns that are used in crimes. I mean, but the state already has some very tough laws in this area. What was said about that?
Right, so this is a huge issue. So federal law requires registered gun dealers to register new sales of guns with the federal government. But we've all heard of the gun show loophole.
Right.
This refers to secondary sales by individuals or sales at these so-called gun shows. They're not subject to that law. But here in Massachusetts, there is a law in the books that requires these secondary sales to be registered with the state. And this is an important tool for police because it gives them a chance to figure out where these guns, where crime guns are coming from. But here's the thing. A study out of the Harvard Kennedy School found that lots of gun owners in this state aren't complying with that law. and the state isn't enforcing it. So here's Police Commissioner Bill Evans again. He says the city of Boston sent out letters to gun owners reminding them that they must comply.
If they have their gun stolen, if they are going to sell their gun or transfer it, they have to go by Mass General laws and go online and register that. Nobody's doing that. That was a big issue.
But, Megna, this points again to this challenge of less stringent laws in surrounding states. And here's a statistic that Evans points out that really brings this home. About a third of the guns, just a third of guns recovered by Boston cops come from Massachusetts. Many more come from bordering states or from the South, which don't have these laws. So this is part of the challenge of figuring out where these crime guns are coming from and how to stop them from getting into the state.
Well, Anthony, while we have you, one more question, because I know that most people in Boston would say that the kind of crime we've been talking about is absolutely the greatest danger on the average day on the streets of Boston. But we have to talk about for a second the possibility of a terrorist attack because, of course, there were reports today of a new propaganda video allegedly from ISIS threatening attacks on New York City. Did that issue come up today?
Yeah, Commissioner Evans was asked about that video. And by the way, New York officials haven't authenticated that it actually came from ISIS. But still, it raises the question. And Evans said there's no reason to believe that Boston is facing any specific threat right now. But he said for understandable reasons, his officers are on a higher state of alert. Here's what he said.
We've stepped up our patrols, you know, increased surveillance in the area and asking the public if they see something, say something. But, you know, right now we have no threat to the city.
So, Megna, as you suggested, today's focus was very much the homegrown challenge of gun violence rather than ISIS.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thank you so much, Anthony.
Good to be here.